Om Shanti. On behalf of all the double foreigners present here, it's a great honor for me to extend a warm welcome to our dearest, respected divine brother, Brother Nirvair, with all of us. So welcome with two hand clap. This day is a very memorable day for Brahmins because it is the day of Shiv Baba's birthday, 71st Trimurti Shiv Jayanti celebrations. And so I would also like to take this opportunity to extend many, many greetings on behalf of all the double foreigners here to Brother Nirvair. Happy birthday to yourself and also happy birthday on behalf of Shiv Baba. And how many of you are meeting Nirvair Bhai for the first time? Raise your hand. Nirvair Bhai, see, so many of them, they don't even know who is Nirvair Bhai. First timers. Actually, you will get to know his introduction through his own words. I don't have to say much, but he's known as Uncle for double foreigners. And he's also well known being friend to double foreigners. That's why double foreigners never feel their tour, their coming to Madhuban is complete without meeting Nirvair Bhai. So we always make sure at least once he comes and says hello to all of us. And so this morning he will share his feelings from the depth of his heart. No topic. That is the topic. And you know, today also you will have the opportunity to meet him in person on the stage, Drishti and Toli at the end. So don't miss this opportunity. Stay back until the end. So enjoy meeting. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good morning. And very, very happy birthday. I think everyone enjoys, likes to celebrate, likes to feel the extremity of happiness on one's birthday. Right? That's why everyone celebrates in the world, even in the worldly ways. But for Brahmins, it's a very, very special day. I was just wondering, after last night's celebration with Bap Dada, you must have been reflecting on that. Huh? How many of you could sleep last night? Hardly a few. The joy of celebrating multiplies in millionfold when we just reflect on the thought, with whom were we celebrating? Because on any occasion, if some important person joins us, or anyone who is very close to your heart, very dear to you, if that person comes and joins, the celebration is considered to be the most eventful, most joyful, full of happiness. And just imagine, from another angle, if we were devotees and we were worshipping Shiv Baba, Shivlinga, to have just a vision. And if that wish was fulfilled, we would feel, all my wishes are fulfilled. So for devotees, only that was the aim, Now that we have all recognized the Self, recognized the one whose special birthday, Shiv Baba, the Supreme Soul, and celebrating personally with him, practically, not just vision. Real presence. Did you all feel that? Anyone who didn't feel that? So just the thought of celebrating something practically in person with the Supreme Father. In English language you would say the very thought brings goose pimples. I hope you didn't become too serious about what Baba was very serious. Did you? Because if you were thinking about that all the time, then also you won't celebrate. So I am going to just share with you the joy, the happiness I have ever since I realized my deep personal relationship with Baba. From that moment till today, it has been a celebration all the time. Not just at the time of lighting the candle, cutting the cake, the feelings and the beauty of those feelings, that's something to rejoice. But what happens instead of enjoying those moments? Our mind starts wandering on many other things. Sometimes becoming too concerned about the transformation we like to bring about in the Self. It's good. I don't say it's not good. Because if the transformation is not there, you can't have those deep feelings. It would be an obstruction all the time coming in the mind. But ever since we realize personally, we realize that it's a new birth for us. From the moment I realized who am I and who is my real spiritual father, from the moment of this realization, I consider it's a new birth for us. And it's a special one, the most beautiful one. No pain to the mother. All the time joy. Baba was so happy on seeing all of us. The Supreme Parents feel so happy. As Baba said, "What shall I do without children?" We know what happens. If the parents don't have children, what happens? And that too, he feels more happy when he finds each one of my children is so special. But each one of us need to realize we are so special. I remember Sakar Baba's days. On such days, special days, it used to be small number, but very special, special celebration. Special in the sense, it would be simple, cake and candles, Baba's Murli and... But the special was being together. That feeling of nearness, feeling of togetherness. And in Baba's presence, I'm sure yesterday till now, you must be having that feeling of deep inner joy, inner happiness. It's His presence which makes the whole difference. So if we keep this consciousness all the time alive, that ever since we have accepted this new way of life, Brahmin life, it's a joy all the time. It's a beautiful life. I just keep reflecting how many people among the whole world, 6 billion people, and how many have become Brahmins. And even among those who have accepted Brahmin life, from among those, how many are there who are celebrating such occasions in person? With Bab Dada. In fact, the transformation which Baba wanted us to bring about comes through this realization. That I would never miss this chance. Ever since Avyakt Bap Dada's program started from 1969, the previous visit, not yesterday's, the previous visit, I was not able to attend because of being in Bombay with Dadiji. And yet I was with Baba. I spoke to Baba on phone. And Baba said, Om Shanti. So from the moment one realizes, as a Brahmin, how beautiful is this life. When Baba tells us to shed something which is not good, we shouldn't become heavy. On the other hand, we should be very happy. Just imagine the feelings, the joy, the happiness which we have when we don't have those thoughts, when we don't have that kind of behavior. How beautiful is this life? How enjoyable. And how valuable. Our own value in our own hearts multiplies in millionfold when we are living accurate Brahmin lives. I keep on observing my thoughts. And I can share with you, if by chance there is a moment when there is negative thought, the feelings differ. But I have decided, I have taken a decision in my life that I must enjoy every moment of my life. I cannot bear even that moment when there is even the slightest negativity in me. And that helps me. As Baba shared yesterday, what you need is determination. Determination doesn't come in days, in weeks, in years. It comes in one moment. It's that moment when you realize the loss. That when you are having negative thoughts, leave aside speech and actions, even the moment when you have negative thought, the degree of your inner intoxication comes down. Why should I lose that? A wise person would not let that happen. And Baba tells us, you are the wisest beings among the whole world. Who is the wisest being? The one who has recognized the Supreme Father. The one who has recognized the real Self. The one who has recognized what is real human living. So that keeps me in very inspired consciousness. And I wish every Brahmin enjoys it all the time. Then I don't think Baba will have to speak about renouncing, conquering, overcoming something. Then he would praise us. He does praise even today, but after a first paragraph of the Murli, you know, praise, and then caution. Do you hear some music? The pigeons are always shown with Shiva. In Shiva temples, pigeons are in big number all the time because easily they can get grains. And they also like peace. Pigeons are considered to be symbols of peace. Where such peaceful souls sit together, celebrate together, multiply that vibration of peace, spread that vibration throughout the world, even the birds like to associate with them. That's why when we think about golden age, you know, in our pictures, whenever the artist painted any picture, he would paint those things. The lion and the goat sipping water from the same place, near each other. Otherwise, there are stories about the lion and the lamp. So let's think that way, how best I can lead my Brahmin life. And then the second part comes. Baba advises every one of us to serve. What's the best service we can render? Anyone. What's the best service? Be an example. Then? Be loving. Good wishes, happiness, faith in Baba, okay. The way Brahmins are coming together, this is the time of spreading Baba's light in a big way. When I said spreading light, he has switched off the lights. When I think of service, even this traffic control time is for service. What did we do? During those moments of silence, we spread those vibrations. Service through the mind. And I just think of those good old days when Brahma Baba would spend his winter time mostly in Bombay. Mount Abu used to be very cold and there won't be any Brahmins coming to meet Baba at that time. Instead, Baba used to, because during those 10 years of my association with Baba, Sakar Baba, twice he went to Delhi and 6 times in Bombay. And whenever he came to Bombay, it wasn't for a week or 10 days, it used to be months. Coming there and having Diwali celebrations, and until Shivratri, so nearly 3 months. And Baba's, when I was listening to the Murli yesterday, I was thinking of those good old days. Sakar Baba would always think of giving some gift to the children. Avyakt Baba gives avyakt gift. So Baba would get some sort of new gift prepared at that time. And that gift would be for self-service as well as for serving others. Different things. If you read Sakar Murlis, you would find some mention of those things. But Baba's focus would always be service. As you would find, whenever we all meet Baba, first is making us realize the value of Brahmin life, making us very powerful, and then suggesting how to serve through example, through words, through different ways. And those days, Sakar Baba's Murlis, I don't know whether you have ever noticed, Baba's words would be, you should not have breakfast until you have served someone. Then, of course, later on, Baba just changed it to at least one person should be served every day. The reason, when we serve, it looks like we are serving others. It comes back to the self. We feel inspired. Whenever you hold an exhibition, you become a guide and see how beautiful it is. When you start, just note what are your feelings at that time. And when you have explained the exhibition, finally you see how cheerful you become. Instant medicine of happiness is service. It's very rare to find happy people in this world. Before you arrived here, you came from one airport to another and from airport to the railway station or to some other place and then all the way here. Meeting Brahmins, yes, it multiplies. Happiness multiplies. But when you look around and look at other people, you don't find that feeling. You don't find that happiness. So rejoice this, that we are the happiest people in the world. The fortune of happiness. They print the names of multimillionaires and billionaires in the magazine Fortune. 500 top people. We should think of our own happiness and print. How many are there who have that degree of happiness which even those 500 multimillionaires or billionaires, they don't have? But that would be there, lasting happiness would be there when you remain determined, when you guard against loss. What Baba mentioned yesterday, double lock. Double lock means what? I don't like locks. When I'm here in Madhuban, neither the office nor my bedroom will be locked. Any time, day and night. But when I go to big cities, my goodness. When I went abroad for the first time, I was in London, and at that time I had the opportunity to stay with Sister Jayanti's parents. So whenever I had to go there, first go to the front door and speak to them on the microphone, and then they would press some button and the door would open and then I could go inside. All, where are we? No freedom. No security. They say security gate. What kind of security? But the best security Baba gave us is when you are soul conscious, when you are in tune with the Supreme Father, everyone belongs to you. You don't fear anyone then. Rather, you smile looking at everyone. That feeling of belonging is so natural. So that's what I learned from Baba's Murali yesterday. Service means bring that feeling to the whole world. And for that, what we heard, the Russians have prepared beautiful plans. Similarly, America has prepared beautiful plans. In Bharat, we are going to discuss in our April meeting what new things we are going to have. But sharing of the secret of happiness is the best service. People won't receive long lessons of jnana. They have no time running around. So find simple ways. And the simplest ways to bring that feeling to everyone, that we all belong to one and we all belong to each other. And let them have that feel of belonging, which would bring real happiness to the heart. That's the best service required at this time. Everything else is available in the world. Big malls coming up even in India now. But you don't find a place where there is any source of happiness. It's all the time, money, money and money. And they say the economy is going up and up. But every day what you hear, inflation going up and up. Prices going up and up. The poor people in India, and I'm sometimes very much concerned about the people in India, because where 27% of the people are below poverty line. All the time worrying about earning their bread, nothing else. But yet, because of their faith, they smile. Their wants are less. Richer the person, more the wants. From worldly sense. But wealthiest people are those who have spiritual wealth, who have the wealth of values, who have the wealth of happiness, who have the wealth, what Baba mentioned, what is the highest wealth in the Brahmins? The wealth of purity, the wealth of vicelessness, the wealth of virtues. And the wealth of concern for others. That's something which brings beautiful feelings all the time. Concern but not worrying. So throw away your worries in the Nakhi Lake on Shivratri and accept being Baba's ever, ever happy children on this special day. That would be real celebration of Shivratri. I wanted to celebrate Shivratri with all of you. I could have avoided coming, but then thinking, everyone is coming all the way from different parts of the world to Madhuban. So I didn't tell Dadi that I'm going to Madhuban. Because I remember one day I was here and Dadi was in Bombay and I just spoke to her on phone. For 2 days there was nothing of that sort, but third day she asked me, "But where are you?" I said, "I'm very close to you." She said, "Why don't you come and meet me then?" I said, "I'm coming." And I preponed my flight, went by evening flight to see that I am there before a planned program. But this time I thought it's better I spend the Shivratri with so many sisters and brothers. Yesterday I met the Bharatvasis, big number, but very beautiful feelings. Number doesn't matter because we are in one family. And today I am here with you, just enjoying myself being face to face. Otherwise I would just hear, "Oh, Naval is come there, Vishu Dada is there, sisters from China are here," like that. It's nice to be here, together, in person. Did you all celebrate nicely yesterday? Anyone who didn't feel that you didn't celebrate? But as I learn, when you celebrate something personally with the Supreme Father, Baba, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba together, it should become everlasting. So how would you make it everlasting? What's the easiest way? So whenever you start your meditation in the morning, immerse that scene. Instead of sitting in your small room somewhere or in a corner, fly to Diamond Hall, Shantivan. Re-emerge that scene and just see how beautiful it would be. And then Baba would multiply the feelings of love, of peace, purity and power. It becomes very, very beautiful. That's what in Bombay, where I'm staying when I'm there, in my room, there is no symbol of Shiv Baba even. Nothing. There is one bulb, light, red light, which I keep on when I meditate. But I go beyond. It's so, so beautiful. Baba is there to bring the experience. So that's where that depth of faith, acceptance, faith and multiplication of what you received so far should be multiplied. Any questions? No questions. Then let's celebrate, have some meditation and have some toli then. Thank you. Om Shanti. Before I close, one thing, when I was leaving, I didn't tell Dadi that I'm leaving, but I just asked her, Dadi, do you have any message for Madhuban and for Brahmins who have come from all over the world? Because of her, hospitalization, she speaks in whispering voice. She just nodded her head, yes, she wanted to give message, and then just with big smile, she said, Yaad Pyar, love and remembrances. So I'm very happy to share that with you tonight, today. And then I return tomorrow to Bombay, so I won't be able to spend more time with you. But let these moments become everlasting. Thank you.